This is COA News. I'm Tommy Beasley. U.S. and Canadian officials are citing intelligence they say indicates an Iranian missile was responsible for the deadly crash of a Ukrainian jetliner Tuesday, shortly after it took off from a Tehran airport. VOA's Lattice Hook reports.
U.S. President Donald Trump said Thursday the shot may have been accidental.
It's a tragic thing when I see that. It's a tragic thing. But somebody could have made a mistake on the other side, could have made a mistake. It was flying. It was flying in not our system. No, it has nothing to do with us.
The plane went down shortly after Iran fired a series of ballistic missiles at Iraqi military bases housing U.S. troops in response to a U.S. drone strike that killed Iranian top general Qasem Soleimani last week. Nearly half of the passengers on board were Iranian citizens, and many were Canadians. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. House has passed a non-binding measure aimed at limiting President Trump's ability to take military action against Iran. The vote was 224 to 194. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
The aim is to criticize the U.S. killing of Iran's top general, Qasem Soleimani. North Carolina Republican Mark Meadows says it amounts to apologizing to Iran for an action that was justified.
All this does is emboldens our enemies to suggest that the American people are divided. But I'm here to tell you that we are not divided.
Connecticut Democrat Rosa DeLauro says facts are being obscured.
The administration could not provide any specifics about what constituted an imminent threat. They couldn't tell us what the targets were.
President Trump did not consult with congressional leaders ahead of the attack. Ed Donahue, Washington.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.